B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All that music means it is time for Around the NFL for today. Five thoughts I had as I watched NFL football and other sports. Around the NFL is brought to us by Farron Electric, from recessed lighting, chandelier, or fixture installation to home automation and landscape lighting. Farron Electric can give your home an upgrade inside and out. Schedule a consultation with my peeps at farronelectric.com. That's F-A-R-R-R-Y-N-Electric.com. And this is the edition of Around the NFL. Receivers the Eagles could have had, I call it. So let's start with number five. Now, I know we got a happy smile on our face with the emergence of Travis Fulgham, but the mind can wander. And my mind wandered as I was watching the Raiders-Chiefs game. First of all, Henry Ruggs, taken earlier than the Eagles pick, but they liked him, and maybe they could have traded up. Listen to this call on Ruggs running about a 4.0 to the house with a bomb from Derek Carr.
Chiefs are blitzing. Carr throwing long down the center of the field. The pass will be caught. Henry Ruggs the third at the 20-yard line. 15 angling left with all the speed. Touchdown, Raiders. Three straight touchdowns. Another big play for the Raiders.
Dude, that was like...
And this is a 72-yard pass this time.
That was cartoon speed, if you saw that play. The Raiders shocked the Chiefs 40-32. But, of course, we're not done with this game. No, no, no. Just to rub it in, they had another wide receiver who chipped in for the Raiders. His name was Nelson Aguilar?
Carr steps up into the pocket and fires down the middle of the field for Aguilar. Makes the catch at the 20, brings two Chiefs defenders, and spins all the way into the end zone. This will be a touchdown for the Las Vegas Raiders and a bomb of 59 yards to the former Eagle, Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah, the former Eagle. See, that's the Chiefs announcer. You can tell him there's a somber voice call by the Chiefs announcer, right? I love this when the other team scores and we get the other announcer. Number four. C.D. Lamb. What do you think? He's nice. Obviously, the big story in this game is that Dak Prescott suffered a gruesome injury. He had dislocation and a compound fracture. He's, you know, we don't wish that on anybody. But the Cowboys survived with Andy Dalton as the backup. And Lamb, as usual, all over the place. Eight catches for 123 yards. That's 29 catches for Lamb already this season with an average of 15 yards per catch. But it was Michael Gallup who made the best snare in this game. An over-the-shoulder beauty near the sideline for 38 yards.
Snap back, four-man rush, deep ball down the right side for Gallup. Caught it at the 15-yard line. And then out of bounds. Wow.
That's right. That was a wow. Cowboys won it on a late field goal. They moved to first place in the division. But can that hold up with Andy the Red? Dalton, not Reed. Number three, Chase Claypool. All of the Eagles missed out. Kid looks like a stud. Big, fast, confident. Jalen Hurts, however, did get on the field for one play and got a participation trophy. But Claypool, damn. Here's the faithful game-breaking play.
Off the right hash, takes the snap, looks left, now throws over the middle. Wide open, caught at the 10. Claypool is going to cruise into the end zone. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. Roethlisberger diagnosed the coverage and the pressure upcoming. Oh, man. Did he make that look easy?
Yeah, he made it look easy because that Nathan Gary carrying him, you dimwit. In any event, so let's take inventory. So far, we've had Henry Ruggs, we've had Aguilar, we've had CeeDee Lamb, we've had Chase Claypool. Are we done? No, no, no. Number two, DK Metcalf. Now, this name that will it will kill us for a long time, like arrows in the sky from Braveheart. And we look up, and he had another great day yesterday. The Seahawks rally with 27 points in the second half to upend the Minnesota Vikings. Six more catches for 93 yards from Metcalf. And this diving six-yard catch that was the game-winning touchdown.
Russell, look out. He's going to fire inside. Reaching up. Making a catch. Does he hang on? He does. It's a touchdown. It's a touchdown, Seahawks. And it's Metcalf who reaches up and makes the catch. Crossing the field, making the catch in the middle of the end zone. And Russell finds him and throws a dart.
Now, that's a good call. Right there.
That's a good call.
It's Metcalf. All right. Number one is not football. You Jordan people, listen up. LeBron James is number one. The Lakers ended the NBA bubble with a Game 6 championship win over the Miami Heat, and James led him there. Yep, he had another triple-double, 28, 14, 10, ho-hum, bagged his fourth finals MVP. He's now won championships with three different franchises. Does that not make him the ultimate team builder? Does that finally make him better than Jordan? Now, I say one more next year, and that premise is a lock. But here is a little LeBron sampler for you to close out this segment.
Nice feed inside to Rondo. Beautiful pass from James. That's his second assist. James fakes. James drives. Throws it up to Davis, and Davis banks it home. Good defense there from Davis. Forces a turnover, and James with the flush down the other end. Back to James. James goes inside. The flush and the foul.
Organization want their respect. Laker Nation want their respect. And I want my damn respect.
I want my damn respect. That's right. I want my damn respect. Give it to me. Jordan people are going crazy. And that ends Around the NFL with little NBA thrown in. And it's brought to us by Farron Electric. From recessed lighting and chandelier or fixture installation to home automation and landscape lighting, Farron Electric can give your home an upgrade inside and out. Schedule a consultation at Farron Electric. That's FarronElectric.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.